live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And what a game last night, man. That was, first of all, just two things that were killers. Hunter Brown giving up a six spot. Solo homers, two-run homers. I mean, that was not Hunter Brown. I don't know what the hell happened. But, you know, your mama said there'd be days like this. He had given up. The numbers of him at home were just incredible heading into this game. And he just, they all blew up yesterday. Six runs, his ERA now a 2.21. He had a sub-2 ERA and a six spot in six innings. Really, really hurt him. And then Josh Hader, you know, he'll give up some homers, and giving up that homer, the grand slam in extras. Working two innings, that was questionable. Brian Abreu was thrown in the bullpen. Brian Abreu could have come in and maybe gotten him out of that thing after he had loaded the bases. He just didn't have his stuff last night. His fastball wasn't popping like it usually does. He's been relying a lot on the slider, but, you know, that second inning, there was just too much on the bases, and then leaving that one over the plate for Martinez to hit out. That was a Crawford box home run. When it's a high one that just lands in the first row, those are not home runs in 28 other parks. And it was a home run last night, and it was a grand slam, and the Astros lose again. But Hunter Brown and Josh Hader, what are you going to say? Oh, well, those guys are great. Here's what lost them the game, to tell you the truth. They couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. Mm-hmm. They were 2-for-21. Altuve was the only one with RBIs with runners in scoring position. Caratini 0-for-2, Dupont 0-for-1, Short 0-for-3, Trammell 0-for-3, Paredes 0-for-1, Hummel 0-for-1, Whitcomb 0-for-1. Diaz 0-for-4, Smith 0-for-2. Cam Smith had three hits in his first three at bats, and then 0-for-3 in his last three. When you needed something, but 2-for-21. No wonder they lost.
Yeah, left 12 on base. 2-for-21, left 12 on base. Jose Altuve was single-handedly keeping them in the game.
Yep.
In the fifth, and then again in the eighth. You know, big RBIs, and I mean, there were some obviously. You had some other people who stepped up as well, but I mean, for the most part, it was other than Trammell and Cam Smith, and then you had Altuve. It just wasn't a very good performance. But the fact that they came back, from the number they were down was really down from 6-1 was really impressive for them to make it all the way back. And then, you know, just your all-stars were just not good yesterday. It's just one of those things. They've been good most of the year, but it was a problem yesterday, and the Astros lose again. And, you know, maybe a little flat after going and beating the Dodgers in L.A. They've just come out a little flat these first two against Cleveland. So, and Cleveland's not – I mean, the record's not good, but they're not – you look at the team, they've got some talent.
Yeah, but they were terrible coming in. They were 0-for-10. They weren't scoring any runs. And
awful
they put
baseball.
Up these, a
that's,
10 and a 7 against the Astros in the first two games.
Yeah, I know. It's not what you'd want. They should be better. They were a pretty good team early in the year, and then they have just really fallen apart. And now they're getting right in Minute Maid. So, I mean, in Daikin. So, I don't know. It was a disappointing game right out of the gate. They throw two on Hunter Brown. You're like, well, this isn't normal. You don't usually see this happen very often. And then they kept piling it on him.
And it was Jose Ramirez with the
homer. He got one in the first, right?
Yeah. And he's just a killer. That dude is just a killer. He is there. I mean, you can't. He is. They ended up walking him later, and which was a which was a good move. Put him on base instead of letting him beat you in extra innings. But then Angel Martinez beat you. Holy crap. Beats Josh Hader.
Mm-hmm.
That you didn't see coming. So they lose again. Oh, well, this is the first one in, what, 13 series that they've lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty damn good. That's pretty damn skippy. The Seattle lost as well, so you didn't lose any ground in the division. So you know what? You take these on the chin. Let's limp into the All-Star break, and you know, we'll see what happens. You know, go beat them today. Beat them today. Get one out of this series. Texas comes to town. You don't want them. Here's the deal: is they play so. It is so funny. This team always does this, though. They let up against lesser teams. This has been the MO for this organization for 10 years. They won World Series when they got swept by the White Sox, okay? And it's like, for whatever reason, against lesser competition, this team it eases up for whatever reason. They didn't ease up last night. I mean, coming back, like you said, from 6-1 down, and, you know, Trammell hitting that homer that was awesome, then he had a double later that was really, really nice, so big ups to him, he came through. Zach Short, my guy, no longer the OPS leader on the team.
Mm.
An 0-for-5, and he's down to in the 700s now.
0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts.
Yeah, he came, he just sitting there looking at strike 3 with a runner on second in the bottom of the ninth. Holy crap. He's got a 3-2 count, and he just looks at one right down the middle. That was just, oh my gosh, Zach, at least swing. At least swing the bat. You can't. I mean, you're looking for a walk with a runner on second in the ninth inning?
Mm-hmm.
Be a hero. I need a hero. Zach Short is the hero, and I needed him to be a hero. And he just instead he had to take off all his armor and go play shortstop. So you know, you lose a couple of games. Oh well. Oh well. This is still a very, very good team. They are 0-1 ever since Robert Flores has been on our show. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but they
don't get him on it just in case. Don't get him on anymore.
Well, let's see how they turn. If they turn it around and play 500 ball after Robert Flores, then that's a different story. Okay, but I'm not blaming him per se.
It sounds like it.
But listen, he was on the show yesterday. He's a big Houstonian, loves his Astros. Okay, we didn't even ask him about the Rockets. I forgot to ask him about the Rockets and what his thoughts.
Well. Yeah, because, I mean, he's MLB. He did mention Durant briefly.
But he is
MLB Network's Robert Flores.
Yeah, I know that. But he's also Houstonian, Robert Flores. And if you don't talk about the Rockets as a Houstonian, then, I mean, what's the deal? The Rockets have kind of taken over as the city's team. I know everybody loves the Astros and football, whatever. The Rockets are now Houston's
team. What kind of cheap, disloyal city is this where we're a Rocket city? They haven't even won a playoff series since when? The bubble? How about we wait for that before we turn it over to the Rockets, Bill O'Brien?
Well, listen, does anybody else, does any other team have Kevin Durant? The answer is no.
Well, no other team in the city can have Kevin Durant because he plays basketball.
That's right.
You're correct, yes. Does any other team have Jose Altuve?
No other team has Jose Altuve.
Than the Astros. All right, then.
Yeah, but guess what? Kevin Durant. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I hope you guys are ready because I know you have made fun of others for going on podcasts. Kevin Durant's going to be the official Rockets podcaster.
Oh, he's going to be on a lot of podcasts.
He's going to be doing a lot of podcasts throughout
the year.
You're
not going to like CJ Durant. Because he's going to be on a lot of podcasts.
I just saw him on one with the LeBron.
I'm sure you
and Steve
did.
Nash.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure that'll be one of many.
Yeah, I mean he is. He likes that. That's all right. That's fine. You know what? He can talk.
So he can
CJ
go on.
CJ had a
CJ,
rookie year,
CJ
and he's out there
on?
Doing a world tour.
CJ can't go on.
CJ, no. CJ, go win titles like Kevin Durant. Be MVP of the Super Bowl.
The
then you can go
past,
talk.
That guy didn't even make the playoffs, and he's out there
exactly.
doing podcasts.
How about you
that
lock
guy's
in?
Got, is it MVP in
long
the NBA
time
Finals?
Ago. How long ago is that now?
World do we live
Who cares?
In?
We're talking, what, 8 years ago now?
Oh, different. Oh, I see how John is. He's got different rules for different players. Ime would never do that. Ime's, oh, no, no, you're no. not accountable.
Ime's working out with Fred VanVleet. See that video?
I saw him boxing.
Yeah.
I saw him. Ime's waiting to beat John's ass for being in for being inconsistent.
Can you guys thought at any point Fred wasn't going to be back?
No.
Those two are
no,
locked in like
are.
This.
He loves him
like
some Fred.
Like a roommate. Yeah.
Fred is 1-for-28, and he's still, get out there. Get out there,
well,
Fred.
When you're boxing workout buddies, of course.
I've never seen Fred have to go take a seat on the bench.
Well, never.
You need a guy to organize the offense.
That's the only guy that's unaccountable. Not accountable.
Well, you know why? Because Fred is Ime's hero.
I thought that was Zach Short. I was wrong.
See, the thing about Zach Short is, yes, the 30-year-old vagabond player not coming through in the clutch, I kind of expected. Yeah, I know he had the 2 days against the Dodgers, but this is why Zach Short is Zach Short. To not swing when you need him to swing. There's too much being placed on Zach Short. What he did in Los Angeles is enough. Because what are we expecting from the Zach Shorts? Sean and I went through the lineup against the Guardians from Monday. From like 5 to 9. Look, those guys have overachieved. But that lineup with Kennedy, Corona, Zach Short, Trammell, those, I think that was your 7, 8, 9. And then you got up to 6 and it wasn't any better. Look, Zach Short, man, you had your day in the sun.
Yeah, it was thanks for everything. Yeah. But let's be real. This guy needs to catch some type of, well, it's not even, you don't, it, actually, if you head 59 to Sugar Land, they don't make you pay to be in the HOV lane at all. Like, you can get in the HOV lane if you just put, like, he just needs to put some kind of, dress up some kind of dummy in the seat next to him.
A blow-up doll.
Yeah, that's all. Just put some Astro stuff on it, and it's fine. Astro's Karen. You know, you could pretend like you got a girlfriend in there with you. You get down there in the HOV lane, and you're back in Sugarland. You're back where it's safe.
Look at this lineup. Yes, two nights ago. First of all, Caratini was your fifth in the fifth spot. He did fine, 2-of-4. Hummel, Trammell, Short, Corona. That was your 6-through-9. 6-through-9.
Yeah. I mean, all minor leaguers, dude.
Rough.
It's what they've been doing. Listen, they scored 5 runs in that game. They scored 6 runs last night. You know, the pitching, it's actually the pitching that's let them down. Even though they were 2-for-21 with runners in scoring position, they still put up a 6-spot with that lineup both nights. So, I know that they're playing a bunch of minor leaguers. If they pitch any better, if they pitch like they have been, they win both these games. And Hunter Brown. Oh, what happened to my Hunter Brown? I mean,
let him have a bad game.
It's all right.
Wow. Randy Johnson lost 1 at home, too,
no,
in 98.
No, dude, oh, he
Did
was
you
11
scream at him
1.
For losing to the Pirates. Actually, he lost on the road to the Pirates.
Yes, he was 11. He was, he didn't lose at home.
But.
And that gigantic gargantuan stadium, Randy Johnson losing, no chance. Zero chance. He probably loved pitching there. I don't know how much he'd love pitching here in this stadium. And look what Hunter Brown is doing, pitching in that bandbox. And just last night, couldn't hold him. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Now you move on. You got a little Brandon Walter going tonight against some, you know, big toe guy, whatevs.
Are we going to go from sweeping the Dodgers to getting swept by the Guardians?
How about that?
It's possible.
It is possible. And you know what? It's baseball. That's just baseball, though.
I've heard that quite a bit over the last 15 years or so. Still dumb to me.
That's just
what does that mean? Baseball's just random, I guess is what everyone just says. It's baseball. Well, when Hunter Brown's on the mound, just baseball shouldn't happen, to be honest with you.
Yeah, just baseball. That is. No. You know, once every millennium, Hunter Brown has a bad game. Okay.
I need you to be my stopper, man. In fact, I need you to be my... When you lose to the Guardians on Monday, I need Hunter Brown to be my hero.
Yeah. Josh Hader to keep it where it is so that Jose Altuve can get back up and win a game for you.
Yeah. Well, so you took two on the chin now to the Guardians, and you get game three tonight. This is where you get them back. This is where you get them back. You crush them. You crush all their hopes and dreams. They came in on a 10-game losing streak. The Astros just swept the Dodgers. What the hell? How in the hell did that happen?
It just happened.
You lose the first two games to them with Hunter Brown on the mound.
Well, you know, that's just baseball. Sometimes you just tip your cap to them.
Yeah. That's just baseball.
I didn't like that era, even from afar. Just the Biggio, just tip your cap. No. Win. No, don't just tip your cap. Win the game.
Well,
you only get away with that in baseball. Just tip your cap. No, that's not what we do. Just go out, Hunter Brown, go out there and win the game. Josh Hader, yes, I know. It was actually only a home run in the one ballpark. I don't know if it was a McTaggart who tweeted it out or whatever, but that home run that won the game, only in Daikin.
That's it.
I know.
That's it.
I know if you're Josh Hader, like, that's a ball that's just in the park.
Well, in Boston, it probably goes off the ball.
So, yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, they score runs. They score runs, that's for sure. But yeah, that sucked. That was a Crawford box special. Holy crap! The line drives that are still rising, those are home runs in other parks. I know they hit the stands at 315 feet, but those things are bullets. That was a pop up. That's the problem with that. But he did it, and the Astros lose. That was a fun game, though. It sure was coming back. And, Jose Altuve just so, nobody else had that gene that Jose Altuve has. Nobody else last night had that gene. Anyway, 2-for-21 with runners in scoring position. Holy crap, that's terrible. You know what's awesome? The Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Do something different for your fantasy draft this year. Book a fantasy draft package at the DraftKings Sportsbook. We're doing it. We're going to tell you how you can be part of our league, okay? You and we're giving away two spots. Well, we're giving away eight spots, right? So we're giving away eight spots in our fantasy draft. We want you to come, but you got to be able to do it. But you can have your fantasy draft there. Different packages available, including buckets of beer, water, pizzas, appetizer samples, $50 food credits, plus display your fantasy draft up on the big screen. View the fantasy draft packages at goldennugget.com/Lake Charles. You're looking for a great way to have a memorable fantasy draft. My boy Houston did this last year. He heard us talking about it on the air, and he goes, I'm going to do it, and had a great time. Get your boys together. Say, let's go for a weekend. Let's do our fantasy draft, but you better book it because you got to book it in advance. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen. They got a lot of stuff that they're going to do for you. You can do it by the pool. You can do it in the DraftKings Sportsbook. Whatever you want to do. And they've got everything else going on as well. They got their entertainment lineup. They got the Wallflowers coming. Larry Fleet, Steve Trevino, Pecos, and the Rooftops. You're looking for a great time. It is. The Golden Nugget Lake Charles, just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. But this is where you do your fantasy draft. GoldenNuggetLakeCharles.com/Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Phil Hellmuth got eliminated yesterday from the World Series of Poker, the main event. He had ace-king, caught a king on the turn, and there was only one queen left. He was ace-king against queens, and the guy caught the last queen in the deck to beat him and knock him out. 10 years in a row, Phil Hellmuth out at the World Series of Poker without it. Yeah, that's right. That happened. It was brutal. Brutal. When you catch the king, you got ace king, he's only got a two outer. He actually only had a one outer because somebody folded a queen. Just so you know. That's all. I mean, that's just good stuff. We could talk about the World Series of Poker all day if you guys want. Okay? Or the Scottish Open if you guys want to talk. Who you guys got? Who you got in the Scottish Open?
I'm looking, and no one has called about that up to this point.
Okay, call in. You want to talk about the World Series of Poker or the Scottish Open? Let's go. 713-780-3776. If you're Scottish, I'm sure this is your week.
I've got Robert McIntyre in the Open.
Robert McIntyre finishes up there every year, wins it. Robert McIntyre's a beast.
I've got him at the Open.
Yeah. He's a Scottish Open. I got him on my fantasy team this
week. What are the betting odds on William Wallace?
William Wallace is a fictional.
He's not fictional. That's right. He was a real person.
He's a real person.
He's just not Mel Gibson.
I don't know if he was Mel Gibson.
He wasn't Mel Gibson.
No, he wasn't Mel Gibson.
So there's not a William Wallace in the Scottish Open?
There's no William Wallace. I don't know even Matt Wallace is in it. Matt Wallace is a golfer. I don't know. I don't know if you get in just because your last name is Wallace.
I think you should. Well, good luck to everyone who will be watching the Scottish Open. Can't imagine there aren't better things to do with your life. But if that's the decision you make, more power to you.
I'm getting hyped to watch Ben Shelton today against the number one? Against Sinner. I think Ben Shelton takes him out.
You think Ben Shelton takes Sinner out?
Yeah. Shelton's playing great. Sinner's playing like Dookie.
Yeah.
Sinner's getting rolled the other day. He hurt his knee a little bit, but we'll see. But Ben Shelton's got a huge serve. Ben Shelton's got a legit shot to win that. Your boy, Flavio Caboli, is not going to beat Djokic, though. I mean, Djokovic. You got an Italian that could get into the semifinals.
Well, I got Sinner. What are you talking about?
Is Sinner Italian?
You're going to root against the American?
Hold on. Sinner is Italian?
Yes, he's Italian.
He doesn't look like an Italian.
I know.
He just looks like a regular old.
He's Northern whitey. Italian. We don't really claim them, but.
He looks like a plain old whitey.
Yannick Sinner is an Italian man?
Yeah, Yannick. Yeah. Clearly, the blood is not Italian. He was born there because his dad was in the Italian army.
Are we going to start talking about the Moors again?
His dad was in the Italian army.
He doesn't look like a Moor.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look like a Moor either. His dad was in an Italian army. Yannick Sinner is clearly from, like, Czechoslovakia or something. His parents.
Okay, we're not doing that.
So you don't count him. The same way you don't count. Well, the same way we don't count, honestly. Well, you don't count a lot of people as Americans. Let's see.
If your name ends in O or I, you're Italian to me.
His mother tongue is German.
Of course. Of course it is. Now it makes more sense. He looks like a German.
Yeah, but he's Northern.
Not a lot of sun on that skin.
I don't know where South Tyrol is in Northern Italy, but that's where he's from.
Hey, you know what I found this? I was watching Stanley Tucci, where he travels through Italy or whatever. There's an area. Did you know this, John? I want to say it's Northern Italy. There's an area that's basically Bavarian. It's basically Bavarian with a little bit of Italian influence, but it's in Italy. It's like you have to pick a native tongue, German or Italian, and it's just as German as it is Italian. I never knew about this, and it's in Italy. It's an entire region of Italy. Did you ever heard about that or gone to any of these places where you can get, like, German food? And it was wild. They've got places where it's a mixture of German and Italian food at some of the restaurants and in the villages. I didn't know about that. Maybe that's where he's from.
I've never been north of Venice, I don't think.
He grew up in a town of Sexton in the Dolomites. The Dolomites is the area.
I think up by Milan, you got a lot of that stuff going on.
Well,
it is. His father was a chef, and his mother is a waitress at a ski lodge. Yeah.
Well, you're Italian, where he's from. Over 82% of the people spoke German.
That's the area that I'm talking about. That I didn't know. The Germans have taken over Italy.
Well,
no, they haven't taken over Italy.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the good part. That's not the filthy part where the rat's running around inside the pizza sauce.
the what?
Rats running around inside pizza sauce.
Is that a thing?
You get a good broth. Yeah, it is in southern Italy.
Well,
that's why everyone left and came to America.
Because the rats are running amok.
And the Germans came and gentrified northern Italy.
Okay.
If you read your history books and saw a Stanley Tucci documentary, you would know.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Tucci gang.
That's a different gang altogether. So you're telling me if I go to southern Italy and want a pizza, I'm going to see rat imprints on my sauce?
You might.
Or in my sauce?
You might. if they step on it before it goes in the oven.
So Germany occupied Italy up into the 40s, mm-hmm. during the war, and they occupied northern Italy. So those people, we kind of just went, whatever, you
but
gave
if he
up.
Wins.
You might as well be French.
Yeah, don't
there.
Claim him.
But don't claim him then.
I'm claiming him. If he wins this tournament, I'm claiming him.
They're still Italian. They're still
Yannick,
under our.
Yannick Sinner. Listen to this. Listen. Hey, Yannick Sinner. No. Yannick Sinner. Yes. Yes.
Do that in your Italian accent again.
Hey, look at me. I'm an Italian named Yannick Sinner.
That didn't sound very natural, but now say Yannick Sinner after you hear this.
Ich bitte von Klon und Unstein Heiler.
Yannick Sinner.
See?
Yeah.
It fits.
Sinner.
It fits.
Und Strafischenheit. Sinner. Sinner. Sinner.
That's how the Germans would probably announce it.
Now if we come in on Monday and he wins the Wimbledon title, we got something to play.
Deutschland, Deutschland,
yes.
That you said one word, Deutschland, and then you just started mumbling.
I don't know the rest of anything.
Oh,
lately I've been digging around to see if I could maybe do some NFL coverage in Germany for the German network. What is it? TGL, I think it's called, something like that. They just bought Sky Deutschland. And I thought maybe I'll be the NFL guy from here, and I just do it over Zoom, do it in the States. They want to fly me over there for a little bit. That's fine. My last name, Zierlein, but then they'll try to expect me to know some German.
Oh, you think that might be important in the job?
And I also found out from my agent, they really don't pay. They are very – he's got a client, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who is fluent mm-hmm. in German. And he said they wouldn't even offer – here's an NFL wide receiver who's fluent in German, and he's like, the bag is closed. I said, well, I don't want to do something with for no bag. I'm not trying to do free NFL football talk
but
for them.
You're not qualified.
Yeah.
What, to talk? Well, I can do an American version, I can do it with an accent.
What's your American German?
Well, I can just say this, and I can say, listen, you guys don't know this,
I know nothing.
I can be very condescending to them.
Okay.
And say, listen, you'll figure this out in a few years when you learn more football, but you're not supposed to be running around on podcasts all off season. I'll say stuff like that to them.
What?
Like, don't – listen, you guys are German. You don't know this yet. Don't pay attention too much to what Micah Parsons says in the off season.
Are you going to do that in German?
No. I mean, I'll say no. But I'll talk slower and, like, louder. Listen, don't pay attention to him. He just says things on his podcast. Kind of, you know.
So if you talk louder, they'll understand
slower.
You?
Well,
yes.
That's what typically you do if you don't think someone understands you.
They're not
you
deaf.
You slow your English down.
They're not deaf. They're just not.
They just don't speak the same language you. In fact, they probably do know English, which is a thing.
Well, they're probably not.
Everyone's going to know English.
In Europe, a lot more people know English than we know their languages.
It's the native. It's
yeah.
It's a language
we're American,
they all learn.
You learn our language.
we can't learn any other language. But we go there. You're not assimilating. We go there and like, I ain't speaking French.
And then the French waiter will sneer at you and then speak English.
He speaks English.
They'll speak English to you.
English,
yeah.
They're the worst. We sat there in one place. Like, they wouldn't serve us because we were American. They wouldn't serve
us. You're dirty. He knows you're from Southern Italy.
Yeah, they're filthy. They're filthy people. All right. We got a break. 713-780-3776.
Filthy Southern Italians with the rat pizza sauce.
That's what he probably said when he saw you.
Look at this dirty Southern Italian with the rat in the pizza sauce.
You're going to have to apologize to the French and the Southern Italians for what you're doing right now.
I know.
All right. I want you to what is Yannick Sinner's name in Chinese, if you were Chinese saying it?
Yannick
what
Sinner.
What is that? What is that, Lance?
Yannick Sinner.
Oh, okay.
They say it with German accents.
They do?
Yep.
Oh, apparently you can do an Italian accent, and that's okay.
And a French accent.
Oh, my
and
God.
A French
Samson
accent.
Nova's melting
and a German
down.
Accent. But if you do it in Chinese, then you're racist. Okay, I get it. Time to talk about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net. My peeps, I really like them. They're really good people. Mike Holly, I've known him forever, okay? Chris, Kevin, Chad, all the guys over there. They're really, really, really awesome. They're friends, okay? They're part of your business. They care about your business. They have personal relationships with all of their clients. They want to make sure that you win, that you're doing as well as you possibly can. They get you that payroll cheaper than you can get it. They do it at a cost that you can't do it at because that's not your business. You don't know how to do payroll as well as they do. You don't have the technology. And it doesn't matter. You got branches in other states. You got branches in other countries. They figure it out. Their technology will figure it out no matter what the currency is. I mean, that's how good they are. The HR, you don't want to do that yourself because you could screw it up. Taxes, you got experts in the Affordable Care Act. And then you got people who know business and can get you your benefits packages. You can choose the one that's best for your business as opposed to the one that these admin companies give you. HR&P is the way to go. You need payroll for your company, you got HR&P, and we really love them. You've heard all kinds of testimonials on our station about them. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Okay, so we haven't gotten any calls about the Scottish Open or the World Series of Poker. Let's go. Get in. This is the only show in Houston that's going to call for Scottish Open and World Series of Poker calls.
And for that, we apologize.
No. That's what makes us special.
And you know what I mean by special.
What type of special?
Special. We're special. Okay?
You might have baited someone. We got a call coming in. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Here comes a super serious call.
Okay. Hey, are you guys watching this Jacob Mizorowski?
Yeah, the Miz can throw now.
Holy shnikes.
12 strikeouts yesterday.
Holy sh!
That's the kid that throws
100, Skeens.
Right?
Forget Skeens. This guy is Paul Skeens part two.
Let me see
Holy
what his girlfriend
crap.
Looks like.
Yeah, is he dating an LSU gymnast?
Let me see
too?
What his girlfriend looks like. Oh,
yeah.
Well, I don't care about
him. I know. He's tall and skinny. I don't know. I mean, she's wee now.
Oh, Livy Dunn?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
little.
Dude,
holy
he's 6'7", 190.
Who, Mizorowski?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6'7", 190.
He's a beatball. But he can bring it. He had a 3-minute at bat against Shohei yesterday. I mean, talk about. Shohei was what, 1-for-12?
Right. Shohei hit him out of the park, though.
1-for-11 against the Astros? I mean, he was not a factor. Jose Altuve, of the superstars, Jose Altuve kicked his ass.
So far, this kid has thrown 25 2/3. He's given up 12 hits and struck out 33. He has given up 4 home runs, though.
Well, that's
so
what happens. Like,
he's given
when
up
you
one
bring
every
it harder, guess
innings.
What? The harder it comes, the harder it goes.
Yep.
That's what happened with Josh Hader last night.
Yep.
That's, you know, who's up? Who's here? Will wants to get in here.
Oh, maybe Will Doctor.
Hey, what's up, Will?
Hey, guys. Just excited to talk some Scottish Open this morning.
Is this Will Doctor?
I am not a doctor.
No. He's
I wish.
He's the guy who works on a golf show here. I had to check and see if we had a professional golf commentator on. Okay, yeah, no. I'm going to turn my microphone off. You guys go ahead.
Okay, we're going to talk Scottish Open. What's up, Will? What do you want to talk about?
So, obviously, Scottie Scheffler is going to be everybody's favorite coming into it. You're not going to get good odds on him if you like to gamble on golf. But here's a couple guys that could sneak up on you this week. Xander Schauffele's been struggling all year, trying to come back from an injury. He plays very well over there in the British Open and the Scottish Open. Typically, at some point, he's going to turn it around. So you could go with him at 22-1 because you want to get on him before he turns it around, and this might be his time. Tommy Fleetwood had a just brutal loss a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
which is going to take some time to get over, but he is playing about as good as golf as he ever has. His strokes gained tee to green is fantastic. So he's a good look at 22-1. And the last one I'll throw out there, Corey Connors at 45-1. You got to hit fairways and you got to hit greens over there because if you get in the rough and the fescue, it's really tricky to get out. Connors hits fairways, hits greens. Not a great putter, but he has his moments. So he's a good value at 45-1.
Yeah, I've seen Corey has finished in the top 20, I believe, the last 2 years. I was looking through the stats from the last couple of years, the leaderboards the last couple of years, and Corey's up there. You're forgetting Robert McIntyre. Robert McIntyre is a beast over there. Victor Hovland, he finished real well there last year or the year before. He had a nice finish. I don't trust Oberg. I just don't. I just don't can't trust him right now. He hasn't lived up to what you would think and watch him go and win this week because he's that talented. But appreciate it. Anybody else? See, now that's a good Scottish Open call. You understand what I'm saying? That's a good Scottish Open call.
Get into
Thank
his
you,
next Ellie. Thing.
But, Will, that's get, good stuff.
Get into his next thing. Dale, I've got some popcorn now.
He did go get some skinny pop. Well, we've got a call about poker. Trucker Jay wants to talk about poker.
All right. What's up, Trucker Jay?
Hey, what's going on, John Lance, Dale? Hey, my son, he's 12, Isaac. He'll be 13 next month, and he's really wanting to get into poker. And so he's looking to hire a manager, maybe you or Lance, Dale, even. But I figured he'd deal with you, John. But anyways, I downloaded that Hijack Poker deal for him on the phone. I'm not sure how he's doing. We'll find out. But he's looking to make $10 million on his poker stuff, so might be able to drop him off with you guys towards the end of the summer.
I would suggest
an intern.
Suggest that he reads Doyle Brunson's book or Daniel Negreanu's book. It makes a difference. It makes a big difference. There are a lot of good poker books out there about strategy and whatnot. Just don't just go out there without good. I mean, it's really helped me. It's
How
really
does
helped
he,
me.
Did you say 13?
He's about to turn 13. He's
13,
12.
Man. He's going to be maybe he's a prodigy. 13-year-old
where to go get poker stuff?
Yeah. Apparently he's got him. You're supposed to be 18 to be playing online, but who cares?
Well, maybe the law cares.
Yeah.
They might care.
Yeah, but the dad could just say, "No, that's me." Okay.
Well, he's already.
That's me.
Well, there's evidence to say that
I know
it's
somebody
not
who
him.
Just got in trouble for having prize pick stuff. I'm like, you better delete that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Well. Your kids are on, aren't they, Lance?
Well,
not on poker.
Not anymore. I've caught two of them on, and they both had their accounts deleted. Dummies.
Well, you're taking all the fun. No wonder. I mean, how do you know that they're not going to be betting prodigies, that they're not going to be...
Because I've seen the bank account.
At the moment, it's clear they're not betting prodigies.
Yeah,
well,
not,
I mean, you got to start somewhere.
They don't
Lance.
Have jobs.
How are they going to support this habit?
You got to start somewhere.
How you pay doing that? Birthday money? Graduation? Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Can't wait. School should be great for you. listen, HVAC is making good money now.
Trade school you want them to go to.
Trade school. I do want them to go to trade school.
Not a bad idea.
I don't need them catching a mega debt, having to finance a house that's a college debt. Because they're going to run out of my money. I already told them once the money I set aside for you is gone, you burn that up. Good luck. I wish you the best. But the Doyle Brunson book is perfect for it. That's what I read when I started poker.
Yeah.
It's a great book. Negreanu's book is good. It's a little more advanced, but Doyle Brunson's book was written a long time ago, and it's still like it's an easy
read. Oh no,
read.
It still holds up. When we had the when we were at Texas Card House, which by the way we're going to be again on next Thursday, I believe we're going to be live from Texas Card House, East River 9 next Friday. We had the guy who was the champ. The great player, and the book, I asked him, what book do you read? He goes, oh, it's Doyle Brunson's. Read Doyle Brunson's book.
Yeah.
I went and got it, and I'm telling you, it's made a difference for me out here. I've been playing a lot out here, and it's made a huge difference
I read it
for
back
me.
In 04 when I started playing online on back in those days was party poker, and then it went to Poker Stars. I was cashing checks. Now I would take money out. Like, I take, it was $74. I'd pull it out. Then I'd be up, my account would have $119. Pull it out. So I had all these small little checks that I just kept pulling out of the Poker Stars. But I went from Poker Stars, and they shut that site down. And Party Poker first, then Poker Stars.
Yeah.
And then they Poker just Stars completely is still, shut it down.
Poker Stars you can still play on there. As a matter of fact, John Carter just texted, said, hey, have the kid play for free on Poker Stars. You can play for free.
Yeah.
You don't have to deposit any money. You just play for free. So you can do that as well to get your poker skills up. Although people that don't have any money, if you're not playing for money, you play differently. You don't care. So it's a little bit different when you're playing for free, because people just go all in with crap and then reload. I mean, it's not nearly as educational.
Don't worry, he's 13. He's going to be doing that.
Play for some cash. Okay,
13-year-old is going to be firing all in on everything anyway.
Put some money on it. Otherwise, you don't care.
Just tell your 13-year-old to wait. Don't mess up our games.
Well, speaking of which, I'm talking about Texas Card House right now. Love me some Texas Card House. I hope you do too. If you're a poker player, you can't get your 13-year-old in there, but you can go. If you're old enough, you can go. You can get your drink on there. You can get your poker on there. You 24/7. You go overnight, okay? It could be in the middle of the night. You're up and you want to play poker. Get on over to Texas Card House. Safe location. Clean. Just super. Well run. Everything about it. Texas Card House is our premier location. You want to play at home? Fine. Hijack Poker. Just download the app, Hijack Poker, and play against Texas people. No bots. It's just a great site. You're looking for a great way to play poker. It's Texas Card House, the premier facility in the city of Houston now. We're going to be there Thursday. Can't wait to go over there. Love doing the show over there. Love playing over there. If you're looking for a great time, had by all, TexasCardHouse.com. TexasCardHouse.com. Two locations, Westheimer and Green Ridge. And in Spring, just off 45, TexasCardHouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.